OSP responds to school bus crash with this 9 o'clock news update. I'm Michaela Madison. The New Philadelphia Post of the Ohio State Highway Patrol responding this morning to a crash involving a Tuscarawas Valley local school bus. According to dispatch, troopers are currently at the scene of the crash at the intersections of State Route 212 and 800. Now, the bus reportedly collided there with a pickup truck. Dispatch noted it is believed the school bus was not carrying any children at the time of the crash. There is no further information available at this time. Circumstances are suspicious after an abandoned house burned to the ground yesterday. Rush Township Fire Chief Rick Poland explains they were called at 3:30 yesterday morning to Blizzard Ridge Road Southeast in Urecksville for the structure fire.
Fully involved when we got there and actually coming down when we got to the scene. All we did was put out what the remains. That's all you could do.
He says the blaze remains under investigation.
It was a house originally. There had not been anybody in it for a while because there was no electric, and I didn't see any thunder or lightning last night. So I would say suspicious, yes.
The state fire marshal's office assisting to determine a cause. And online romance scams are active here in Ohio, and the Attorney General issuing a dating warning. He explained via a press release that the con artist often meets someone over social media or through an online dating site, creating false profiles and communicating by phone calls or text. Eventually, the scammer asks for money via a money order, gift card, or prepaid card. They claim they are overseas for work, were robbed, and need the money for a plane ticket. The quote-unquote sweetheart scam costing Ohioans in 2017, around 40 individuals statewide reported losing money, the total averaging around $40,000. Tips to avoid scams this Valentine's Day include researching someone you meet online, even if it's through a legitimate dating website. Be cautious of a quickly developing relationship and never send money to anyone you meet online. Also in state news, the number of lawsuits continues to grow in a combined federal challenge of drug companies' role in the opioid crisis. Judge Dan Polster overseeing the consolidated lawsuits in a case in federal court in Cleveland. The complaints allege drug manufacturers and drug distributors bear responsibility for the deadly overdose epidemic and for not doing enough to stop it. And in sports, in the NBA, the Cavs beat the Thunder 120-112 in Oklahoma City last evening. LeBron James led the charge with 37 points. Cleveland has won now four games in a row. Now a look at your Z Country forecast.
Cloudy today with rain developing, especially this afternoon with high temperatures up around 50 degrees. Rain and fog tonight. Lows in the middle to upper 40s this evening. Then temperatures will rise into the 50s into tomorrow morning. Spotty light rain Thursday morning. Cloudy with rain likely during the afternoon with a warm high of 62. Rain can be heavy at times Thursday night into Friday morning. Low of 44. Temperatures will fall into Friday into the 30s. We may see the rain mixed with some snow before ending on Friday. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
And don't forget to send news tips to the Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. For WTUZ News, I'm Michaela Madison.